रोते रोते दिल पकड़ कर रह गए। रोते रोते
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is with Mufti Muhammad Aqub Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Remember, the date today is the 15th of Dhul Qadah, 1445, and that is, you'll find in different parts of the world, Saudi Arabia, Palestine, it is the 16th of Dhul Qadah, 1445. Let's welcome Mufti Muhammad Aqub Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Zaid Saab, and one and all, how are you doing, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, all well. How's Mufti Saab doing?
You complete shifa, Mawlana.
Ameen, jazakumullah khair. Just a request from the listeners and from myself also, Mufti Saab, if you can just sing for us one, or read for us one, not at least, inshallah, just to set the moment.
Mawlana, you trying to make me a laughing stock.
I don't have the voice, so you can. Mufti Saab can do it.
You got a better voice than mine, Mawlana. Allah give us tawfiq. I think I have to learn. You must teach us, Mawlana.
Inshallah. We need to learn.
I'll ask Hafiz Qala Saab to teach us, inshallah.
Chi.
You'll always play his lovely Anashid. Allah Ta'ala bless you all, mashallah.
Inshallah.
The Markaz, I always hear it after Mufti Saab's programs. Alhamdulillah. Hafiz Saab, we have our nightingale. But Allah give us tawfiq also to learn a few. A voice is a ni'mah of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah has given us, Allah give us all tawfiq. Ameen. To serve Him with whatever abilities He's given us. If we use whatever Allah has given us, if we use it for Allah, that's the shukr of that ni'mah.
I was just before this, we were listening to Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, and he was saying the objective of listening of the Naat. He said it's to ignite the love for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not like what we listen to now nowadays. Many people don't even know what's the meaning of it. But there was Mufti Saab, it's Dhul Qadah, halfway there are many events which we must start on. Mufti Saab can inform us, inshallah.
Jazakumullah for the opportunity. And what you're saying is so true. As the Mayunis Bajal Sahib Rahmatullah, they think the purpose is to remember Allah and to love the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us that tawfiq.
Ameen.
Allah give us tawfiq. Actually, it was among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was quite a few who would render poetry in the praises of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in the top of that list is none other than Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Respected Ummah and listeners, we should try and learn different facts about the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit was one of the Sahaba who lived very long. Allah blessed him with a long life, up to 120 years. 60 years prior to his Islam and then approximately 60 years thereafter. When, subhanAllah, one of the incidents we'll mention today, because we're going to discuss what would happen in Dhul Qa'dah and then Dhul Hijjah in the Meccan stage. But Hazrat Hassan, who lived so long, he says, I remember being a younger man and I saw this man on the plains of Mina go person to person. I saw him go tent to tent. I saw him go to every individual. And the way he used to talk to them and give them this message, but they used to ill-treat him. They used to hurt him. They used to insult him. But he was relentless. He continued. He was resilient. He was ambitious. Allahu Akbar. He had no one by his side, meaning but a few. The Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum in the Meccan stage were few. But Allahu Akbar, sometimes with few Sahaba, sometimes alone, but he never gave up. So I'm remembering, as we're mentioning this, the Naat, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit says he remembers seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to the tribes and going to the people to invite them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Hassan used to render the beautiful poetry in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, there's one amazing poem I was just seeing yesterday. About Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his Shama'il, where he brings an amazing poem in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama Ibn Kathir is one of the glorious scholars, but he quotes this poem. He quotes this poem, and he says this poem is very similar to that of Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he quotes Shaykh Jamaluddin Abu Zakariya, Yahya ibn Yusuf, al-Sarsari, who rendered these words. He says, this great scholar passed away in the year 656. The Tartars killed him when they had entered Baghdad. That was the year, Allahu Akbar, the capital of the Muslim world, Baghdad, had fell into the hands of the Mughals and the Tartars when they had come into Baghdad. And that is so sad because the minister of the Abbasid Khalifa was a man by the name of Ibn al-Alqami, who detested Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu. And that's the first step to lose Iman, out of Iman, a person. And what he does now, he writes to the Mughals against the deen. He writes to the Mughals saying, why don't you all take the capital of the Muslim world? Hulagu was actually petrified. He says, where I can come for Baghdad? That's the most powerful city on earth. Never. But the minister who had nothing, he had no Islam in his heart. He had no sunnah or love for deen in his heart. And he then convinced Hulagu that you can. Some pronounce it as Hulagu or Hulaku Khan, the grandson of Genghis Khan. Anyway, this scholar passed away during that onslaught. But his words, subhanAllah, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Muhammadun il-mab'uthu lil-nasi rahmatan, yushayyidu ma awha al-dhalalu wa yuslihu. Now, basically, what he's saying in this poem is, every Nabi came with miracles. But Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracles are greater and encapsulate and encompass any miracle that any Nabi of Allah performed. But he renders this in poetry. So those who understand the Arabic, try and, you know, understand it and enjoy it. And I'll try and give a simple translation of it, inshallah. He says, Muhammadun il-mab'uthu lil-nasi rahmatan, yushayyidu ma awha al-dalalu wa yuslihu, la'in sabbahat summu al-jibali mujibatan, lidawood awlan al-hadidu al-musaffahu, fa'inna al-suhur al-summa lanat bi-kaffihi, وإن الحصى في كفه ليسبح وإن كان موسى أنبع الماء بالعصا فمن كفه قد أصبح الماء يطفح وإن كانت الريح الرخاء مطيعة سليمان لا تألو تروح وتسرح فإن الصبا كانت لناصر نبينا برعب على شهر به الخصم يكلح وإن أوتي الملك العظيم وسخرات له الجن تحدي ما رضيه وتلدح فإن مفاتيح الكنوز بأسرها أتته فرد الزاهد المترجح وإن كان إبراهيم أعطي خلة وموسى بتكليم على الطور يمنح فهذا حبيب بل خليل مكلم وخصص بالرؤيا وبالحق أشرح وخصص بالحوض العظيم وباللواء ويشفع للعاصين والنار تلفح وبالمقعد الأعلى المقرب عنده عطاء ببشراه أقر وأفرح وبالرتبة العليا الأسيلة دونها مراتب أرباب المواهب تلمح وفي جنة الفردوس أول داخل له سائر الأبواب بالخير تفتح.
ما شاء الله.
He says, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a Nabi of Allah sent as a mercy unto humanity. So basically, every Nabi was sent for his time, for his people. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for all times and for all people. And then he uplifted the deen despite humanity and darkness trying to destroy the deen. And then he starts by saying, yes, we know that the mountains used to make tasbih with Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, and steel would get softened in the hands of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, but the rocks would crumble in the palm of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as an indication to few occasions, but one is that of Khandaq, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam struck the rock and it crumbled, and from there he saw the palaces, from that light, the Noor, enlightened the palaces throughout the world, showing him that your deen would reach far and wide. And then he says, وَإِنَّ الْحَصَىٰ And the pebbles used to make tasbih in the palm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning he's holding that pebble and the pebble is making tasbih. So Dawud alayhi salam, yes, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also has that miracle. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam caused water with Allah's help as a miracle to gush forth from his asa, from his palm. But here, water gushed forth from the Mubarak palm of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There from the asa, here from his Mubarak palm. How fortunate are the Sahaba kiram, radiallahu anhum, who drank from that water. And subhanallah, Allah helps us to link it. That also happened in Dhul Qa'dah, where Muslims were sieged, were awaiting outside Makkah, waiting for the opportunity to perform the Umrah, but the Meccans had refused them. They were waiting there, and it was the month of Dhul Qa'dah. There was no water available. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his palm, and water gushed forth from there. How fortunate is that galaxy, subhanallah, who drank of that water, made wudu of that water, subhanallah. So Musa alayhi salam, on the one hand, that's special. But imagine here from his Mubarak hands. Yes, we know the winds were submissive to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they would carry him far, traveling for Allah from Palestine to Yemen and wherever he went in you know, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an amazing report reported by the Mufassireen where Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, and this is under the explanation of Surah An-Naml, he was traveling via the wind, and as he was going, he passes, this is before the incident of the Naml, he passes the city, Makkah Mukarramah. And then he hears the Kaaba crying. And Allahu Akbar, Allah gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the ability to understand even the inanimate. But imagine, yeah, the Kaaba Sharif, how great. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Kaaba, that don't worry, the Kaaba is crying because of idolatry that was taking place there. Allah says to the Kaaba Sharif, soon I will fill you with those who will worship me alone. And soon from here, I will send my final Nabi, who will be the greatest of all, Anbiya alayhim salawatu minallahi wa taslimat. And he will destroy and obliterate falsehood, and he will bring people unto my worship, and they will flock in large droves and huge exoduses in abundance coming to the Kaaba Sharif, as it is to happen now. Allahu Akbar, multitudes and millions of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be making their way to Makkah Mukarramah. May Allah accept us also to go there repeatedly. So here, Sulaiman alayhi salam, yes, what a miracle. The winds would carry him and take him far. But Allahu Akbar, the wind for Allahu Akbar in the service of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also work. And subhanAllah, the hadith mentions the sabah, the easterly wind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this wind would come, and as I'm traveling to meet the enemy of Allah, this wind would already be placing and instilling fear and awe in the hearts of the enemy, even though they are 1 month away from me. Then he says, yes, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was given and granted a mighty kingdom, and the jinn were made subservient and submissive to him and obeying him. But he says, فَإِنَّ مَفَاتِيحَ الْكُنُوزِ بِأَسْرِهَا أَتَتْهُ فَرَدَّ الزَّاهِدُ الْمُتَرَجِّحُ The keys to the treasures of the whole world were granted to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But then he said, no, I'll turn it down. Even the mountains were offered to be transformed into gold, to follow him wherever he may go. But he turned it down, and he said, I'll eat one day and make shukr, and I'll remain hungry one day and fast one day and make sabr. So yes, he was also offered the treasures, but he turned it down. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given khulla and khilla, Allah's special love and Allah's special friendship. Musa alayhi salam was honored and privileged, Allahu Akbar, to be Kalimullah, bi takleemin, where he spoke to Allah on Tur. Here, this is Habib, bal Khalil, Mukallam. There, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah. This is Habibullah, Khalilullah, Kalimullah. not only Khalilullah, not only Kalimullah, which is great and grand, but this is Habibullah, Khalilullah, Kalimullah. فَهَذَا حَبِيبٌ بَلْ خَلِيلٌ مُكَلَّمُ And more so, وَخُصِّصَ بِالرُّؤْيَا Allah gave him ru'ya, subhanAllah. What an amazing discussion, as discussed by Mufassireen in the tafsir of Surah Al-Najm and in the discussion of Surah Al-Isra, because these two chapters discuss the magnanimous journey of the Mi'raj, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, I explain with truth. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَشْرَحُ Allah's Nabi's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's other speciality is Hawd, the great pond on Judgment Day, where everyone would want to drink from this water, after which they would never, ever get thirsty again. وَبِالْلِوَى On Judgment Day, He will hold the banner on Qiyamat Kedin. Allahu Akbar. Every Nabi will be under our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's banner. He would intercede for the sinners, whilst the blazing fire of hell is blazing and roaring. وَيَشْفَعُ لِلْعَاصِينَ وَالنَّارُ تَلْفَحُ And then, subhanAllah, mentioning here, every Nabi of Allah would be approached. This is hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Every ummah of every Nabi, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's ummah, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam's ummah, Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah's ummah, Hazrat Musa Kalimullah's ummah, Hazrat Isa Ruhullah's ummah, Hazrat Adam Safiullah's ummah, Hazrat Nuh Najiullah's ummah, Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam, every Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, all the umam would go to them, intercede for us. This judgment day is so severe for us. We are in awe. We are awe-stricken. We are in shock. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what to do. Every Nabi of Allah would turn humanity down, that this is something I cannot do. Finally, they are told, go to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. And finally, when they come to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I would carry out this service for you. And he would go beneath the arsh of Allah and make sajda and praise Allah and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In such a manner, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah would inspire me at that time. And from there, Allah would accept my intercession. And for everyone, there'll be relief, where the judgment day ceremony will start. Ulama say, from Jalal of that day, the ambiance will be changed to Jamal through the intercession of the greatest of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what's astonishing is the fact that why weren't everyone hinted at first that go direct to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it'll save you the trouble. Imagine everyone is so petrified and worried and scared in such awe and horror, but they still have to go via every Nabi and then come to the greatest. Subhanallah, one of the great wisdoms behind this entire process is that every ummah, every Nabi on that day also must recognize the shan, the status, the position, the grandeur, the high pedestal of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the saddest travesty is today, ask anyone, try this, respected listeners, ask people out there, do you know Jesus? Most of them will tell you, we know him. Some of them will actually say, yes, you're talking about God. You ask them, you know Moses? A lot of them know him. Ask them, you know Ibrahim, Abraham? Yes, yes, yes. A lot of them know him. Ask them, do you know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And most of them will tell you, we're not sure. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Some of them will say, you know, the Indian people, he's their prophet. What a sad reality out there, that the greatest of Anbiya, he who came as Rahma lil Alameen, today his Ummah, who is Ukhrijat lil Nas, have not told the world who is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have not told the world the status, the position, the greatness, the subhanallah, the contribution that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen brought to this world. So I mentioned to the students in class that if I ask you, yes, in the masjid, you'll stand up and you'll give such a flamboyant speech, mashallah, or, you know, such an eloquent presentation on the greatness and the shan of Muhammad Rasulullah. But the majority of our country don't know that. And we are ukhrijat linnas. The Christians have, with their falsehood, spread their falsehood to people. You and I, Allah forgive us. Is it pride? Is it haughtiness? Is it a no-care attitude that we're just not prepared to approach people to tell them, do you know, have you heard of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can I explain to you about his life? What a Nabi of Allah, what a change he brought to this world, how the world condition was changed, how the previous books prophesy him. وبالمقعد الأعلى المقرب عنده عطاء ببشراه أقر وأفرح وبالرتبة الأعلى الأسيلة دونها مراتب أرباب المواهب تلمح وفي جنة الفردوس أول داخل له سائر الأبواب بالخير تفتح. He says Allah gives him the highest pedestal, the highest status. And he says, everyone has to confess to this. Allah gives him the highest position, that even everyone else who's so great are all beneath him on Judgment Day and will be under his banner. And even in Jannatul Firdaus, Jannat's door will not open. Jannat's door will not open until Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands before that door. Even the door for any other ummah of any Nabi, it will not open until Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stands there. And such a Nabi of Allah. So Mawlana Sahib, we were going to mention to our listeners that in Dhul Qa'dah towards the end and in Dhul Hijjah, what this beloved of Allah used to do to save one person from Jahannam and take them to Jannah. Allahu Akbar, he would go, this report, Al-Mawlana Yusuf Rahimahullah quotes it in the beginning of his Hayatul Sahaba, the volume 1, page 147. Allah's Nabi, during the days of Hajj and the seasons of Hajj, how he used to go to the different tribes. Mawlana quotes this from Abu Nu'aym's Dalail, and also this is in Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah's Bidayah. Abdullah bin Ka'ab bin Malik, radiallahu anhu. We mentioned to you the Sahabi who used to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit. He was a poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here Ka'ab bin Malik, his son, narrates this hadith. He used to also praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was another poet of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says Allah's Nabi in Mecca for the first 3 years, he would give da'wat individually. Then from the fourth year, he started giving da'wat openly. And then 10 years consecutively, going to meet all the hujjaj during the seasons of Hajj. Yatba'ul Hajj. He used to follow them, not wait for them to come to us. Respected businessman, you are in your business. Respected people, people are coming to you. Make some effort. Start somewhere. Tell people, who is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let us read about his life so we can share this message, starting with our children. But let's not be selfish. It's not only for our children. It's for the whole world. Tell our staff. Tell our employees, employers, do you know Muhammad? Teach them. And let's start by pronouncing his name correctly. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes our parents find a difficulty in pronouncing. Yes, understandable. Allah forgive us. But what about us? What excuse do we have? Pronounce his name correctly. Allahu Akbar, my grandfather, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He would not accept it if anyone would mispronounce Allahu Akbar, the name of Janabi Rasulullah. He would say, despite his old age, he would say, Muhammad. And Allahu Akbar, he had, Allah forgive him, had forgotten how to read the Qur'an Kareem. It was the old days. And then the Jamaat took him out in Allah Ta'ala's way and he started learning. Both my grandfathers. But this is the one that I'm mentioning who had passed on. But my other grandfather as well, who read the Quran Kareem so well, he also learned when going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the dwellings of all the Arabs visiting Mecca whilst they were in Uqqaz, Majanna, Dhil Majaz. Now these are bazaars that were taking place. It started from Shawwal, then Dhul Qa'dah, and then they would go to Mina when the days of Hajj would start. Uqqaz to Majanna, then Dhil Majaz. They were bazaars, marketplaces, and then they were also from there, there was a poetry competition, and then they would go for Hajj. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there, inviting every tribe to Allah. Inviting every tribe to Allah, person to person, tent to tent, tribe to tribe. He gets to this tribe called Banu Amir bin Sa'sa'. Allahu Akbar, they insulted him. They hurt him. They chased him away. And then they were stoning him thereafter. They're supposed to be stoning the Jamarat. They were stoning our beloved, the greatest of Allah's creation. An old man among them, 120 years. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him, invited him to Islam, that you're such a respectable man. You can understand the truth. The old man said, hey, you man, hey, you are rajul. Please, your people know you better. Get away from us. But what I can tell my people is if anyone takes you to their town to give their people your message, I can assure them that they're taking evil from you. Aghni fa aghni anna nafsak. Get lost. Get rid of yourself. Abu Lahab arrived there, and this old man was interrogating his nephew, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Abu Lahab stood there, rejoicing. And then he encourages the old man, saying, I wish everyone during these Hajj seasons emulate your way and become like you and follow you. Yes, he's my nephew, but he's a liar, an ardent liar. He's a pro in his lies, kazab, swabi. He's totally irreligious. Don't listen to him. The old Muharibi man says, yes, you should know he's of your blood. This is what Allah's Nabi, our beloved, the greatest of Allah's creation, went through. And read these reports, tribe after tribe, person to person, tent to tent, tribe to tribe, area to area, during Mina, during those days, inviting them to Allah. He would pain, he would hurt, he would be insulted, he would be pushed around, he would be spat on, he would be stoned at, but he didn't give up. You know why? For you and I to get hidayat. For you and I to get hidayat. And today, they don't even know him. And we do nothing about it. It is a shame. Let's remember, respected ummah, this ummah is taken out for the whole world. Ukhrijat lil-nas. Ukhrijat lil-nas. In your workplaces, in your surgeries, in our offices, in our firms, in our, you know, places of employment, wherever we can, seize any and every opportunity to introduce our Allah to the people and introduce our Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people. Respected Ummah, it is a duty. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, beautiful lessons learned. Make dua for us, Mufti Sahib, inshallah. We'll meet again next week. Yes. And I thought it, just before Mufti Saab goes, I thought it was humility in the beginning when Mufti Saab said he can't read Naat. But now, actually, I believe it was really.
You know, when you said this to me, I don't know how to read. Then I'm remembering, Ya Allah, maybe I'm just try, because I was reading this poem last night and I had it next to me because I love it so much and I started learning it. It was not my intention to actually, I was discussing something else, but when you said that, it was an inspiration to me because these words are so beautiful, profound in praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So jazakallah for your encouragement. And I know you're just being humble by telling me that. I know I'm very used to these renditions. But Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.